Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. The In Demand hotline is ringing now.
Oh, quick,
let's
quick,
find
answer.
Out who it is. Hello.
Hey, hello, guys.
Who is it?
It's Mr. JB.
Yay! I win. I guessed right.
Did you?
We had a little guessing game. We were like, which member of JLS are we going to get? I was like, it's going to be JB. It's going to be lovely JB.
I thought it was going to be Arisha. How are you, JB?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, really, really well.
We're really well. I'm really, really excited about the new single.
So are we.
It's amazing.
Very, very excited about it. Yeah, we love it.
And a little bit different from She Makes Me Wanna. We've gone down a little bit in the tempo.
Yeah, just bring it down a little bit, chill it out for Christmas, get all snuggly and warm and, you know, wintry with your partners, your prospective partners, and then we might take it back up again just before the tour, so.
It is. Good. It's definitely a song to snuggle to.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's a lot more, I mean, it's quite sort of more stripped back.
Do you know what? For us, obviously, you know, when we recorded it, we were like, you know, this definitely has single potential for us. And, you know, we kind of sort of racked our brains about whether it would be right and whether we should bring it out and what time of year it'd be coming out and stuff like that. But I think just in general, you know, for us, obviously, it's always about improving and doing something new, something different that maybe our fans haven't heard before. So, you know, for us, we just thought, you know, this is right and we're excited about it.
Now, let's talk about the tour, the arena tour.
Yeah.
What ideas have you got for it so far? How's it coming along?
It's coming along well. You know, it's called the Fourth Dimension Tour.
Yeah.
You know what 3 Dimension is, don't you?
Well, yeah, you can reach out and touch.
3D, exactly. So we're taking it to the Fourth Dimension. So you might see us reach out and touch you and actually touch you.
JB, we love you, but Lucy's got a message for Aston for you, if you can pass it along.
Yeah, this is from one of your biggest fans, and she's always tweeting us. In fact, I'll give you her Twitter name just in case you decide to follow her. She's Chloe Loves JLSX. Quite an easy one to remember. And she's managed, because, you know, Aston gets called Asty Pasty.
Yeah.
She's managed to sort out, with a bakery in her where she lives, they're going to make an Asty Pasty in his honour.
Sick. That's wicked.
So it's a family baker's called Greenhouse, and there's like 5 different branches. There's 60 different branches across the northwest.
They're big in the north.
Oh, wow.
And it's a special edition pasty made from tuna, red onion, pasta, cheese sauce and puff pastry.
He won't like that red onion, but that is wicked.
She's gone the whole hog with this.
Well, tell Chloe we said thank you, and I'm sure Aston is going to be very appreciative.
JB, thanks for your time, dude.
No worries.
Pleasure. It's good to speak to you guys.
Pass on our regards to the rest of the boys and introduce your brand new single now for us, mate.
Absolutely. This is our brand new single, JLS. This is Take a Chance on Me.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/Alex and Lucy.
It's In Demand, and tonight we welcome back to the show one of our favourite guests, the lovely David Guetta. Hello.
Hello, thank you.
Oh, you get a round of applause on this show, David, every time.
Oh, thank you so much.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm happy. I'm promoting my new album and it's going wonderful. So I'm very happy.
And what a great album it is. Nothing But The Beat. Is this your 5th studio album now?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, where have those years gone?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, in terms of getting Usher to collaborate with you, was it a hard job, or do you literally just get all these calls from people? I think you've said before that quite often you tend to get back to other people.
Actually, it was a hard job because...
Was it?
He was so in love with the record, he wanted it for his album. So the hard job was not to get him to sing the song. The hard job was to get him to accept to put it on my album.
Wow. Yeah. So did you nearly have a bit of beef with Usher? Were you like,
yeah,
whoa.
It was like it's been like bargaining for 2 weeks. It was really funny, actually.
I can just imagine emails going back and forth. I want the track. No, it's mine.
Exactly. But this happens often, you know, because... When we make music, we don't want to make music, you know, thinking, oh, this is for you or for me. We just, you know, make music because we love it. And then after we see, and usually we say, okay, this is more, you know, like more of a DJ thing, then I take it, or it's more pop, and then the artist is taking it. But this was at the same time huge as a DJ and huge on the pop level. So it was really funny. But we're going to make some other ones together for Usher.
Now, other names who you've worked with on the album. I mean, you've got loads of people. Jessie J is one of them. Usher, we've talked about Usher. Lil Wayne, Will.i.am as well. For you, is it really hard to decide which song's your favourite on the album? Because obviously you've got such
yes,
a big amount of talent.
Yes, it's very, very difficult. Very difficult. But I have to say, Without You is, I think, one of the biggest records I've ever done, I think.
Mm. And there's a slightly different sound to it as well. I think you can normally tell what song is a David Guetta song, and it still sounds like it, but it's got something different there as well.
The only little, let's say, there's a little bit of that When Love Takes Over vibe into it.
Yeah.
A little bit. But it doesn't sound like anything else I've done, except a little bit from that.
Before you go, can we do a quick quiz with you? How showbiz is David Guetta?
Oh.
I really want you to be a bit showbiz, but I don't know.
I know, but you know what? I'm really not.
No, this is it. I'm expecting you not to be, but I'd quite like you to be. So, here we go. Would you take a private jet or easy jet?
If I had the choice, yeah. A private jet.
Caviar or tuna steak?
Tuna steak.
Yeah, and that's the non-showbiz answer. I'd go for that one too. Designer sunglasses or £10 fakes?
Designer sunglasses for sure are nothing, because £10 fakes are killing your eyes.
And they don't last. What's the most showbiz party you've ever been to?
I've been to a few ones. I think the craziest one was one organized by Madonna during the Oscars.
Oh my God.
That was the craziest. I've never seen anything like this.
Wow.
It was literally everyone was there. It was a no bodyguard and no managers policy. It was really funny, you know. It's that was the concept, you know, and no pictures, obviously.
Yeah.
And you literally could see guys that were going to the bathroom and can you hold me this for a moment? And it was Oscars, you know. and like leaving the Oscars in the DJ booth, you know, Paul Oakenfold was playing, and there was so many Oscars there because there was you don't leave your Oscar at the clock room, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't want to dance partying all night with your Oscar in your hand because it's really cheesy. So there was all those Oscars. I mean, that party was insane.
You're a nice guy. And it's very nice
Thank
to have you.
You
on the show. Thank you
Thank
so
you
much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can you introduce your new single for me, please?
I'm David Guetta, and this is my new single featuring Usher, Without You.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, Leona Lewis and Collide. This evening he is live. He is Dappy.
Yay! Yes. Woo! Do you know what? I have to say, I absolutely love that record, Collide, guys.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing. When I first heard it, I was thinking, right, where's the top line going on this? Where's the melody going? I heard it. Soon as the chorus comes in and she says that we can collide, it just touched me. And to me, that is a big, massive record. I love it. And every time I hear it, I get goosebumps.
I never had you down as a Leona fan.
Of course I am. She's amazing.
She is. She's got an amazing voice as well. It's huge.
Now, you've got a busy week on the go.
Yes.
So thanks for coming, besides.
Thank you for having me.
Always. You're going to be, you're currently number one on iTunes.
Can I scream?
Yeah. this means obviously a lot to anyone to get a number one.
Of course.
But for you, I mean, we were just chatting before and you were saying it was really hard with N-dubs to try and get a number one, and then Spaceship didn't get to number one and you really wanted it to. So to be in this position right now.
Of course, you know what it is? I've got to prove myself. There's Example at the top, there's Tinchy at the top, there's Tiny Temper, Chipmunk, there's Ed Sheeran, there's Adele. Think to myself, what am I going to do to stand out amongst all these artists? And that is the reason why I come with no regrets.
That song does stand out. Safe to say, it's one of our songs of the year, definitely.
Can I scream again?
Yeah! It's just, we were saying the other night, it's a perfectly crafted pop song.
Yes.
Nicki. The beat, the melody, the lyrics, the whole thing.
When you say pop song, do you mean, are you referring to popular? Because if you say pop...
Yeah, it is popular.
It's popular if it's number one, mate.
Yeah.
It's pop, it's exactly. Popular, but in your inimitable style.
Of course. Yeah. I tried to make sure I could put the whole hip-hop sound with the beat.
Of course, yeah.
I made a whole big, like, a big hook with a big bridge, like, for the people that like singing. And I tried to make sure that I ticked off the rapper's box by doing good punchlines and the choir. Westlife ain't got nothing on me.
Have you got a stall moment when you sing it, when you stand up?
Yeah, do you know what I do? Every time it comes, when I'm performing it on TV or on a stage, I drop down on my knees.
Nice.
No regrets.
And then you're like, oh, praying on my
knees. Yeah, and it's just like hands to the air, just power to the people.
I love it.
Light is in the sky.
Like in the video, you're on top of a skyscraper. Oh my God. Fancy LA.
Alex, I thought I was going to fall off it. There is no barriers off the side. You see on that video, like there's no barriers. And when I walked over to the side and I was doing my bit on the roof, I was thinking, that is a very massive drop. Now, if I wouldn't be alive halfway falling down that distance. I'll be gone halfway through. The G-force would just... it was too high. It was just... I felt really scared.
And you got the gospel choir up there with you as well. They could have broken your fall, maybe.
Yes.
A gospel blanket.
Yeah.
And Faze is in the video too.
Yeah, of course.
I must say, there was a lot of pressure on me. The last time you were here, Lucy knows this, nearly 6 million people have now watched the video on YouTube.
Wow.
For No Regrets.
Wow.
5.8 million at the moment.
Wow.
We watched it together here.
Yeah.
And there was you asked me to watch it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's he going to ask?
Yeah.
Why am I watching this?
Do you remember why I asked you? I said to you, listen, I do not like the video at all. Do you remember this, Alex?
I
literally, the first day the video come out, we was nowhere. You guys literally played the first couple plays. And I showed you a video and I said to you, listen, I don't like the video at all, man. I love the record that I wrote and composed, but I do not like the video. Do you like it? And I asked for your confirmation and I played it to you and you said, Dappy, do not change the video. And I didn't hear it. It's number one midweek. Yeah.
See, he's a wise man, Dappy. Alex is very wise.
It's your
fault. To be fair, I was sat next to you and you're very hefty bouncer.
Yeah.
Who goes everywhere with you.
Big up, Chili.
And Chili is a frightening man.
I bet he's a softie, really.
Yep.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't going to say no. Keep your questions coming for Dappy tonight. We're going to ask some after One Direction. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy #DappyInDemand.
In demand.
Dappy loves One Direction as well as Fiona Lewis.
You know what? You saw me dancing the whole way through that track, right?
That was
you
pretty special, Dappy.
You were in some very good shapes. Listen, and you were singing your heart out. We all were, weren't we?
It made me feel like I needed to change my first single. That's not bad.
Really? It's a bit late now, mate.
Yeah. Put it this way, I'm definitely going to be doing a song like that somewhere along the album.
Oh, it's a happy song.
You could do a feat with One Direction. That'd be pretty special.
Obviously, I'm doing a feature with The Wanted.
Yeah, amazing.
I'll be in the studio with them in approximately a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sit there with the five guys for 4 days. And we're going to come up with something huge for us to both feature on.
Is that for your album or their album?
I don't know yet. I think we're just going in together because we like the way each other write. We like the way we both write. And it's just going to be mental. Five of them and me. And
they're wicked as well. They're top lads.
Listen, they are.
It's going to be messy, that.
And it's just, and we just need to obviously execute the right top line and the right thing that benefits my career and their career.
Yeah.
Exactly. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy #DappyInDemand is how we're taking your questions tonight. Lucy.
This is a bit of a silly question, but it just stood out to me. It's very funny. Chloe Kimberly says, if I gave you an elephant right now, where would you hide it?
What size elephant?
An actual elephant. I'm thinking a big one. Or maybe a little one. I don't know. They're all pretty big, aren't they?
I would hide the elephant at my friend Kirk Norcross from The Only Way Essex House because he's got a massive barn and a massive landscape, loads of land. I'll stick him in the back there where the horses are and I tell him, leave the horses alone, elephant man. And I'll just keep... Big up Kirk Norcross from The Only Way is Essex. I'm sticking my elephant in your barn, mate.
That is a brilliant answer.
Brilliant answer, brilliant question. Can you top that? Twitter.com/Alex. That was special.
That was amazing. Dappy, this one is from someone who calls themselves Dappy's Army.
Yes. Wow.
Please confirm to the whole nation that N-dubs aren't splitting up.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we will not be splitting up. Dappy, Talise and Faze are just on a break. And Alex and Lulu will confirm that to you. Talisa's on X Factor right now, obviously telling people how good and crap they are.
Some of them are really crap.
But hopefully in the next 2 years, the anticipation for our group will reach so high again that we'll be able to release another album and hopefully get a number one as N-dubs this time.
Yeah, deserved.
And do a massive arena tour, which you will both be invited to.
The expectation was that you would do Judges' Houses with Talisa.
Listen, I got really upset. I was told that the judges are not allowed to have any of their band members. Little did I know, I see Robbie Williams step up on there with Gary. I'm like, oh my, are you serious, Simon? Listen, bro, don't make me go to number one without X Factor.
It's frightened of you.
Do you know what it is? It's because Talisa says it like it is. But you really say it like it is. But I like that about you. You're not going to lie. You're going to sit there and say, not being funny, mate. Mm. You're rubbish.
Yeah.
So she got Jessie J instead.
Yeah, she got Jessie J instead. And Jessie J is massive.
But then Jessie J got into trouble because she told everybody that she'd done it.
Is it? Is that what happened?
Yeah, she did.
She put it on Twitter. She replied to someone and then she got into loads of trouble for revealing it.
Do you know what? The last X Factor show, I didn't know about it that much. But this one, like, there's pure talent on there. I tell you what, Lulu, check it. You got Kelly. She's been in a successful Destiny's Child and she can sing.
Yeah.
If she says a comment, if she says something, I'm going to believe it.
I love her when she talks as well. And she's like, you go, girlfriend.
Yeah. And you got Talisa. Bam, she's been in N-Dubs, obviously, and you've got Gary Barlow, a massive musician. When these people are saying something, I'm taking consideration and I actually believe it, do you know what I'm trying to say? And I think this show this year is so much more unique and I'm actually a fan. But you know what, guys? They didn't want me as judges' houses, so all I've got to say is who needs X Factor to get a number one? I need you. I need you and I need everyone that supports my song and that's it.
You're going to be with us till 8 o'clock tonight. Early this afternoon, you recorded a live version of No Regrets.
Woo!
We're going to play that between now and 8 o'clock and keep your questions coming for Dappy. Yes. He's live on In Demand tonight. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy hashtag Dappy In Demand.
In Demand.
In Demand Wednesday with Alex and Lucy. That's Chris Brown. Beautiful people, later tonight, we are going to play the brand new song from Cher Lloyd. That's after 9 o'clock. Right now, Dappy is live with us on In Demand.
Woo!
Taking your questions. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy hashtag Dappy In Demand.
This one here from Shani L. Robson says, will you be doing a solo tour?
Yes,
and
of
when?
Course. I'll be doing my first solo tour in December sometime.
Okay.
And it will consist of academies and theatres for now. Just to, like, I want to do a hot ticket, as in we want to have people waiting outside the door that unfortunately can't get in and cause a big, like, press thing.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll move into arenas after that becomes a massive success.
Okay, awesome. Have you already started thinking about how you're going to, like, get the stage set up and everything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I got something really, really out of this world.
Are you going to come flying in from the ceiling?
Listen, Dappy's all about...
In an actual spaceship.
Like I said to you, Dappy's all about being wild and spontaneous, so anything could happen on that stage, but it will be very dramatic, put it that way.
Okay, so December is the time.
Something to watch.
Ashleen wants to know, who is your favourite artist to listen to?
Who's my favourite right now, at this specific moment in time? Is my friend Ed Sheeran. I like his album a lot. I like a track from there called Small Bump. I like In the City. I like My Love. And I just like him as a person. And his album's great. And his voice is a breath of fresh air. And we will be doing something in the studio in the nearby future.
It's nice to have a ginger on the scene.
Huh?
It's nice to have a ginger back on the
in
music
it?
Scene.
Yeah. Like, look how quick he got famous just because of that head.
Exactly.
I mean, Mick Hucknall sort of had the market for a while.
But Mick Hucknall's not cool. Ed's cool.
Yeah, Ed's
and
cool.
Ginger, so
Ed's
which
cool,
is amazing.
Yeah.
I saw him live last weekend at a festival in Brighton. Ed Sheeran and a guitar. That is all that boy
needs.
And his voice is incredible.
He's
brilliant.
Adam wants to know how many hats you've got.
Well, I used to obviously wear loads of woolly hats back in the day with the N-Dubs thing, the whole youngster thing. And in my mum's house where I was born and raised, I got loads. I don't know which one's the best one, though. You might have to come and have a look and pick it yourself.
Help you choose. there's a question here that says, what's it like being famous and a family man? How do you juggle it?
Do you know what it is? I'll always make sure I try and live that whole rock star life and be the superstar. But at the same time, I got responsibilities. And, you know, I need to make sure that me and everyone around me is financially stable in order to carry on living life as gentlemen, you know, and live it.
You
good.
Are such a gentleman.
Yeah, we try, definitely. we try. But listen, it's just for the show. When I get out,
okay,
I'll be
you're
mad.
An absolute nightmare. right, so later tonight we're going to play this live version of No Regrets, which is amazing.
Yes,
it's also going to go on our website, indemand.fm, because we videoed you performing it as well. Right now, this is it proper. Dappy, this will be the UK's number one single on Sunday.
Yeah. Are you sure? Don't say that.
This is your moment. We're going to play it now.
And I think we need to play this for Hannah, who's bought it over 20 times.
Woo!
Dappy, do the sell. Introduce No Regrets.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm with my brother and my sister, Alex and Lucy. This is No Regrets, my debut single. Please enjoy. No.
In Demand.
Because you ain't
it's like we're flying.
The best of me.
Dappy's on In Demand tonight. That's No Regrets. You can download it now. Does it still feel weird when you hear your song on the radio?
Yeah, it does. Especially to hear a song like that, because I presume I've done something like nice and epic and big for the public. But when I hear it back, I actually see the work and hear the work that I edited, because I was there editing my own vocals and pitching it up and using the right compression, EQing it and mixing it and mastering it. And you know, when you know to yourself, I wrote this myself, I've directed it, I've composed it, I've done the key change, and it goes to number one, you're like, it's mine, I did it!
Yeah. All by myself.
Second single is going to be called Rockstar.
Yeah.
You were telling us about it during No Regrets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
can you rap that bit for us?
I'll say a little something to you.
Don't do the swear that's in it, no way, obviously.
He knows not to.
He's a gentleman.
Okay, well, put it this way. I'll tell you the little snippet of the middle eight. You see, Brian Jones, he started off the Rolling Stones, right? And he drowned, unfortunately. Mm. So therefore, have a listen and catch the punchline. I say, on the middle eight, I say, you ain't a legend till you're set in stone. For now, you're just flesh and bone. Just a little brother trying to build a home. I'll be the best to my dying breath, Brian Jones. A wise girl once sung tears dry on her own. Forget a moment of silence in my house. We shut the down for Winehouse. And I got something to say, take aim. And it's just really, like, it's just very, like, metaphorical and controversial. And the first verse is like, I used to wish on a star, but nowadays I need space, satellite. They see the black shades, white chain, flashing lights. Never thought I could have felt this low in the high life. So I asked Phil, is there still another day in paradise?
Oh, you know I love your lyrics. You link everything so well together.
And then the last bit I say, is there a heaven for the Forever 27s? Could it be 3 years till I'm jamming with legends? I've got thousands of fans, but I don't get the obsession. If there's a nice guy inside, I guess I never met him.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
when you,
it is really crazy.
Is it true that you said when Amy Winehouse died, you're going to get a tattoo of her?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
I'm going to roughly put her on my arm somewhere.
Oh.
Like, you know the pin-up lady?
Yeah.
You know, just a nice...
Well, there was like a Banksy style.
Yeah.
But there was a Banksy style print that sort of appeared on the wall in Camden somewhere. Yeah. And that made her look like a pinup.
Yeah, yeah.
And she looked amazing.
Yeah, she's immortal. You know what? I think she's immortal.
So sad.
She came, obviously, she lived not far away from my house in Camden. And every time after she passed away, I'd go and just walk past the house and I'll just look at it and I'll just think, wow, what a human being.
Did you half expect her to sort of peek out the window and be like, hi? Because sometimes it's hard to accept that someone's gone, isn't it?
You know what I used to do?
Do you know what I mean? When someone dies, it's true.
Just got a mental image.
I know what you're saying, Lulu. Yeah. I'd look at the window and I'd think, wow, she might just come there with her coffee and just look out.
Exactly.
And I might just see her, but unfortunately...
No, it
wouldn't happen. But she's immortal and she's always got a place in my heart.
Dappy, we're going to play one of your live tracks before 8 o'clock and Katy Perry's next.
You're listening to In Demand.
Katy Perry and Teenage Dream. In Demand Wednesday with Alex and Lucy. Later, the brand new song from Cher Lloyd. A live version of Dappy's No Regrets as well.
Here he comes.
You all right?
He just popped to the loo. You're back now. Yes. You're better.
Dappy, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. And I'm sorry I was just late. I just went to the toilet.
It's fine.
It's okay. When nature calls, you've got to, you know, go to that call and get it sorted.
We're currently in the process of building your artist profile on our website, indemand.fm, for tonight. Of course, it already exists already from future past appearances.
That's it.
But tonight, you will get the video of Dappy performing No Regrets here at Indemand Towers too.
Have we got time for a few more Twitter questions?
One. Because the boss is going to have a coronary if he's listening. We're so late.
Okay. What is on your iPod at the moment, says Maeve.
First of all, sorry, boss. And number two.
It's all right. You're going to do a show for him in the future. So
yes,
it's fine, actually.
And number two on my iPod.
Maybe.
I've got it's a brand new iPod and I've only got literally four songs on there, five songs on there. And it is, again, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, God, you're loving Ed at the moment. Yeah, Everyone's loving Ed Sheeran.
I like four of his songs on his album. They mean a lot.
Okay, awesome.
And that's what I do. I like making songs that mean things to people. That also mean a lot to myself.
Personal songs.
Yeah, as well as. But it also relates to everyone.
Okay, cool.
Dappy, you deserve the number one this weekend.
You do.
Stop it.
Congratulations for all the all the downloads so far. You're an absolute gentleman.
Thank you,
sir. We love having you here at In Demand.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Anytime you want to come back, do.
Yeah,
in fact,
please
just
do.
Stay.
Yeah, love you just live here?
I'm coming to you lot's house tonight. We're staying.
Sweet.
I'm staying on the couch.
Right, I'll get the Domino's ordered and the booze in.
And a hot cocoa.
I can do a meme on. Do you want whipped cream on the top of marshmallows?
Yes, of course, with a little bit of cinnamon.
A bit of cinnamon, a bit of cocoa powder. Yeah.
Me and Alex are going to cuddle up in a blanket and watch our
I've
movie.
Got a onesie.
Onesie.
We've got onesies. One-piece suits. We'll have matching ones.
All three of us will sit there on the sofa.
We'll look like a new swaggered out Teletubby crew.
Yeah.
It's like the evolution. Forget the next generation of X Factor judges. It's the next generation of Endoms.
Yes.
That's what it is. The new Endoms.
No.
Daffy, can you introduce your live version of Spaceship that you performed for us earlier this afternoon,
mate? Right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Lucy and Al, my brother and sister, this is my live version, acoustic version of Spaceship.
Daffy, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.